Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is currently 7:44, close enough to 7:45. We've been talking about it all week. And that is your debt consolidation, your personal profile. Is it good for you to consolidate your debts or not? I think one thing that we've all learned throughout life is that one size doesn't fit all. One size fits nobody. So here to help you manage your money and walk us through the personal debt calculator is Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, to help you manage your money. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm good, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well, sir. I would invite everyone, if
yes,
you can, to get online and go to my page, Tommy, at Tommy Tucker at WWL.com. It's the WWL.com webpage, then Tommy Tucker, and you'll find the link to the calculator that'll help you determine whether or not you should consolidate your personal debt. And, Mark, tell us a little bit about debt consolidation in general, if you will. It seems like it's pretty simple, but maybe some people don't know what it is.
And, Tommy, and you're right, I will. And just before we get started, just if you go into your page or if you go into jeffersonfinancial.org, if you're going under loans and credit, there is a plethora of different financial calculators. So I know we've been exploring them over the past couple of weeks, but you're right. This morning we're on the debt consolidation calculator. And it's generally speaking, everybody wins when you're consolidating your debts. So you find people that they've gotten a couple of credit cards and gotten a car loan, or they've gotten some you've got student loans from when they were in school, and you've got this stuff spread out. And you feel, you know, it's got an emotional impact on you. It's like, gee, I feel like I'm chasing my tail. I feel like there's so many bills to pay, and I'm really not getting ahead. There's an emotional response to that. And then that's when you find somebody in front of a loan officer saying, can we do something about this? Can we make this a little bit easier? I could focus on a single bill. And there's some relief that comes with that. And just about in every case, Tommy, there's a way to cut the pie where you're going to save a few dollars every month, and sometimes it may be significant. So what the calculator is doing is they start off with credit card debt, because that's something that just about everybody has. And then you could fill in, you put in your balance, you put in the interest rate on each of the cards that you have. And then it goes down. I'm looking at it now. It talks about installment loans. You could have a car loan on there, a second one on there, a boat or RV loan on there. You could go down educational loan balances, and then it's got a place at the bottom for any other loan balance. The software doesn't know that you're talking about a car, so you could be entering in generic information. What it does do is it's pre-calculated to say, well, if you're putting these numbers in for a car, maybe the term could be a little bit longer because you have collateral than what you might want in a credit card loan. So that's why it's set up that way. You could just put in generic numbers. You could play around with it. You could get some numbers out. You could compare it to your current situation. And I'm telling you that it's just about every case, you're going to come out having a better monthly balance on the single loan than if you would spreading these things out between multiple loans. So that's what the attraction is, to get everything under one note, and then it will just be that much more comfortable to pay, and you'll take further comfort in the fact that you're having to come up with less. Now, Tommy, some of this stuff works where you're changing the term. And if you're not pressed, if it's like, no, I can make my payments, but that's not the point. I don't want 7 payments a month. I'd rather 1 payment a month. And some people have even opted for, look, if you put it all under one note for me, they'll ask a loan officer to do that. I'll even pay a higher single payment. But, you know, I want to burn this stuff out. I don't want it lingering around for decades in time. I'll up my payment to burn it out. I just want to be looking at one payment. So that's possible. But more than likely, it's, no, I need some financial wiggle room. Can we lower the payment slightly? It might be we could lower the payment significantly to provide some extra financial oomph to somebody's paycheck, the money that they bring home. So that's where a calculator is needed, because if you try to, you know, tackle this tiger by yourself without the aid of a computer or some other aid that way, I think you're going to come out very frustrated. So that's where something like this really comes into play. Finally, after you've entered everything in, it says you could calculate and view the report. So at the end, it's going to give you. Now, remember, you're taking potentially several items and making it into one. And the consolidation will give you, you know, an interest rate that is somewhat appropriate to the task, but can be changed. So we could see then the what if would be, what if the interest rate was slightly higher? What if the interest rate was slightly lower? What if I choose a longer term? What if I choose a shorter term? And again, it's all about what somebody wants to get out of the end of it. It's like, no, I don't mind if my payment goes up a little bit. No, I don't mind if the cash flow is just about equal, but I'm just paying one entity. No, I do mind, and I really need some more financial flexibility within my spending. I need this thing to come down, and the more it comes down, the better off I'll be. So that's where it gets very personal. That's where it gets to be adjusted for the person's financial situation, and something could have changed in your life where you really need some relief right away. All of those things could be done with the software, and that's what it's intended to do. And I guess some of the last parts of it is I'll share a story with our listeners. I had somebody call me not too long ago, and they said, you know, similar thing. I've got several credit cards out there, and I really just feel like I'm chasing my tail. So in this generic example, it's like the facts are the same. The person will remain anonymous, obviously. But they said, well, look, I make decent money. I make $10,000 a month. I said, okay, $120,000 a year. That's a good start. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's a higher number than a lower number. Well, what is the accumulated debt on credit cards? And the person said $68,000.
Holy moly.
That's what I said. I said, okay, well, we got some push-ups to do ahead of us. So it seems like some heavy lifting it might be involved. And, you know, part of the solution was, can you bring all of that is unsecured? All of that's basically the same type of money. It's an unsecured money. It's tendency to be at double-digit interest rates. All of that person's rates were double-digit. And it's like, can you bring any collateral? That's what a loan officer will typically say. You might have a car that you paid off 2 years ago. Well, bring the title in, and you make it a title loan and be able to pull the interest rate down, help pull some of that expense down, help consolidate everything using a car as collateral. Do you have room in your, you know, do you own your home? Can you refinance your home in some way? And again, add some collateral to the equation, and you're going to pull that interest rate down because it's less risk to the institution, the bank. And you'll start to see a more dramatic result. In the example that I just shared, I rent. No, I have a car loan, but I just got a car a year ago, so I'm paying that note. I'm just wanting to consolidate the credit card debt. So that was a harder case than examples that I just provided, where some collateral could be brought into the picture to lower those balances. You'll see more freedom in your payments if collateral is brought into it.
All right, let me take a break, Mark. When we come back, and I would invite you all to go to jeffersonfinancial.org/calculator. At this time on Friday mornings, we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, the CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, jeffersonfinancial.org. And as Mark told you, the other things we've covered so far, what might it take to save $1 million? Rents are going up. Does it make sense to buy? And today we're talking about debt consolidation. 7:53, 7 before 8, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:57, 3 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is at this time on Friday mornings that we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, who is, of course, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to WWL.com, look on my page and find the link to the personal debt consolidation calculator, or you can go to jeffersonfinancial.org/calculator and find all of the calculators. The first one was what might it take to save $1 million. Second one was rent versus buy. Today we're talking about consolidation debts. So consolidation of debts, rather. So, Mark, what would you tell people primarily if they're thinking about this debt consolidation? They go to the calculator, they put their numbers in. The next step, like if somebody were to walk in the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, do you bring documentation with you? Do you tell them the story? Explain all of that, please, if you would.
The big thing is, and in my experience have been, when you're trying to help somebody, first of all, over the phone, they tell you a story like I shared with our listeners a minute ago, and you're kind of getting down to the bottom of it. But the majority of the time, believe it or not, somebody's leaving something on the table. It's like, oh, I forgot about that. I forgot I paid my car off 2 years ago and could use that for collateral. In the case of the $68,000, it's like, oh, my spouse could act as a cosigner or bring their income into the equation, which was previously left out. Oh, I have room in my house, and I still haven't refinanced that. I'm at 5%. That's still going on today. As many times as you and I have shared it on our show, on your show, that, you know, it's like things get forgotten and they focus on something that's maybe right in front of them. So when you're sitting down with somebody, from a lender standpoint, from an underwriter standpoint, you know, they could kind of step away from it and say, well, have you explored everything? Let's bring everything to the table, do an accurate calculation, and this is the more realistic number. This is what you're actually going to be facing with. But the majority of the time, you're going to save money on it. You're going to realize a lesser payment. So that's the goal.
All about lowering the interest rate so that you get it paid off quicker.
That's it.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, I appreciate
sir.
It. Go to, we'll talk to you Monday, Mark, when we check out the stock market and a lot of news I'm sure we're going to have to discuss then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.